Hello, this is George Waring, being recorded here in the underground in Uptown Butte. And the call I'm about to read to, I submitted to the Butte Weekly back on January the 15th. It's entitled, Our Corporate Income Tax. On January the 14th, Danielle Villarreal of the New Civil Rights Movement publicized an important statistic. He said, thanks to Donald Trump, 34% of America's wealthiest corporations paid zero in income taxes last year. It was a newly released Government Accountability Office, or a GAO office, report that revealed that 34% of large, profitable corporations paid nothing in federal income taxes in 2018, the same year that large tax cuts passed by former President Donald Trump went into effect. The Government Accountability Office report found that in 2017, the average tax rate for companies was 14.6%. In 2018, that average tax rate dropped to 8.9%. A similar report back in 2016 found that 20% of corporations paid zero in federal income taxes. Comparatively, the average American tax rate is about 14.8%. While this recent GAO report doesn't name the companies that paid zero in taxes, a 2022 report from the Center for American Progress found that the telecommunications company AT&T made $29.6 billion in 2021, but paid zero in federal income taxes that same year. Instead, AT&T received a $1.2 billion IRS refund. That's what Common Dreams reported. Similarly, in late December, the House Ways and Means Committee released Trump's tax returns from 2015 through 2020. In three of the 6 years, Trump's taxable income was zero. What? Our favorite billionaire had a taxable income of zero? That means he paid no income tax in three of the years, but he did pay $750 in 2016. Oh, wouldn't you know it, here's Senator Bernie Sanders on this. He requested the report's creation. One senator, Bernie Sanders, actually gave us the information about what's going on. Bernie Sanders stated, while House Republicans want to make huge cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid because of their serious concern about the deficit, they voted to provide over $1 trillion in tax breaks to large corporations and the top 1% of the wealthy. Bernie continued, We need to repeal those Trump tax breaks for the rich and demand that the largest corporations in America finally start paying their fair share of taxes. Now, Democrats have suggested introducing a minimum corporate tax rate for the wealthiest individuals and corporations, but these groups and Republicans have both opposed them as being hostile to what they call job creators. Meanwhile, 63% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, and 9.2% of us don't have health insurance. So thanks for the latest info concerning the financial health of our ruling plutocracy, Danielle Villarreal of the New Civil Rights Movement. And I thank you for listening. This is George Waring, finally putting an end to a short session up here with Daniel. Thank you again.